This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Connection, I think you find on the DJV show. I'm certainly proud of what we do here. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen on the air. The question that comes on whether or not you've had a good night's rest. Do you have 8 hours, 7 hours, 6 hours, 9 hours? There are all these studies that go on all the time, and they all come to the same conclusion. That you need to have X amount of sleep at certain ages, whether you're a man or a woman, yada, yada, yada. Now there's a question about what happens to people who don't know when to wake up, who have too much sleep. If you have nightmares, how many people experience? I've had a couple of, I've been lately dreaming very vividly, and I don't know whether I've had a nightmare or not, but I've had some very vivid dreams lately. How about you, Victoria? Are you a dreamer, a vivid dreamer?
Yeah, I am pretty much. I think most women tend to be.
Really? Women more than men?
Yeah, I've read lots of things saying that women tend to dream more vividly and realistically, and men dream surrealistically. So, yeah, but this is an interesting study because it made me think of, as I've gotten older and I've gotten less sleep than I used to as a kid, but I don't have the type of nightmares that I had as a kid. And so this is making me think the more sleep you get, which children do, you know, kids go to bed at 7 or 7:30 at night and then they wake up at 7 the next morning. That's like 12 hours of sleep. That's a lot of sleep. And maybe that's why kids have nightmares more than adults.
Going into REM sleep probably more than we are.
Right.
So what about you, Jennifer? How are your dreams lately?
Lately I don't remember any. That doesn't mean I don't have them. I know I dream, but I haven't had a nightmare in a long time, which is good, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I dream. Usually I can remember my dreams for a little while in the morning, and then they sort of disappear throughout the day.
How many hours do you get on average now? You're so busy. I know it must be hard.
Five.
Wow.
Yeah. Five or six for what I get. Kara, what about you? You're in the same boat. You're up at 3 o'clock. Same as Jennifer, is different time zone.
Yeah, so, I normally get about five, and it's funny, you know, Jen saying that she normally remembers her dreams for a little bit in the morning, and then they fade away, because I remember I had a really creepy dream last night, but I can't tell you what it was. I can't remember.
Can't remember.
I can just remember the feeling that it was really creepy, and I remember thinking about it right when I woke up and being like, that was really weird, but I couldn't tell you what it was now. But, you know, I have really vivid dreams, but I almost always have them after I watch, like, a new movie or a TV show or something with, like, a lot of drama or action that I haven't seen before. I always dream about that very vividly. Like, it's so funny, but when I saw James Bond, I think it was Skyfall, and then that night I proceeded to dream about it for, like, 3 hours. And it was terrible because I kept reliving it over and over again. And it's not even like I wasn't scared by the movie or anything, but something about seeing that, like my brain seeing new things that it hasn't seen before. And it's like really stimulated. I dream about it super vividly afterwards.
I have to be very careful about what I watch right before I go to sleep because I know that really affects me.
You can't watch the news. You cannot watch a violent movie. It will spoil.
Yeah. Do you ever fall asleep to something and then it becomes part of your dream?
Yes. Uh-huh. All the time.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to laugh. I can't watch The Housewives of New York City anymore at night when it's on because all they do is fight and bicker, I know it disrupts my sleep. I had to stop. I love the show, but I just have to watch it during the day now.
Really? Huh. It is very clear to me that no matter what's in your mind when you go to sleep, it sets the tone for how much rest you get or what good quality or not good quality sleep you're going to get. It's what's in your mind that goes into your subconscious as you go to sleep. So if you're watching the horrible newscast at 11 o'clock or 10 o'clock or whatever it is, or you're watching a bad movie or a TV show that's very violent, it will disrupt. You may not know it. You may not even feel it that night. But study after study after study of the vibrations that go on in your brain, and also understanding how the subconscious works, it destroys Well, it is. It sets the tone. And if you want a good night's sleep, it destroys it. If you have, you can't rest if your mind is, you know, exposed to that stuff. You can't. Those images, no matter what, you know, people. Can you imagine people like Chuck Curry who watch these horror movies? The guy can't. I'm convinced he never gets a good night's sleep. He may think he does, but if your mind is not at ease when you're going to sleep, you will not have a good night's rest, and it's not good for your body. Crazy stuff. Wow. All right. So we've taken care of that. I'm trying to figure out something. Maybe you can help me. Did you see the story about the guys that escaped from the jail in Alabama with using peanut butter?
I was reading the same thing. It's crazy.
What happened? I didn't hear about this. I heard there were some inmates on the run, but I didn't hear anything about peanut butter.
Go ahead, Carrie. You can tell the story.
Well, okay, so there were 12 guys that escaped from a prison, and I think they got all 11 of them, and then they got the last guy who was, like, in Florida. He was 600 miles away or something, but they finally found him. But I guess the way that they managed to fool the guard into letting them out was they get peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for lunch. And so a bunch of them had saved some of the peanut butter, and then I guess the lettering above the jail cells must be brown or something, like, must be a color similar to peanut butter. So they kept the peanut butter, and then there was a door that looked like the jail cells, but actually led outside, which, like, by the way, not good planning to have the doors look the same, apparently. But they used the peanut butter like molding clay, changed what the number above that door to go outside looked like, and then there was a rookie guard. They convinced that guard into thinking that that was their jail cell. So he opened the door for them, and they literally just walked outside. He literally just let them walk outside.
This has to be a movie. They have to make it at some point.
Karen did a great job telling the story. That's exactly what happened. And they took off their jumpsuits, climbing over the wall because they had to get over the razor wire fence. So they used blankets and their old jumpsuits to get over so they wouldn't cut themselves all up. So they were running away naked. Well, not naked, but they just had their underwear on.
So not noticeable at all.
They caught them all, right? Or there was one left?
Yeah, they caught them all now.
Okay.
It's just...
Which now I wonder what happens to them now that they've been caught.
Oh,
I mean,
they get reconvicted. Yeah, they get reconvicted. They get longer sentences.
Yeah.
Somewhere El Chapo's taking notes right now. Peanut butter.
All right, speaking of notes, we'll have our television report, number of stories that are important, including when Diana is going to be on television, and the story of the Big Bang Theory. Jennifer, give us what's on television tonight that may be good. First, though, how ZipRecruiter is different. You hear me extol the value and virtue of ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, and I mostly tell you to get enthused or involved in it at first because you don't have to pay for it. Then you can experience what other businesses of all sizes have found. It is a way for you to get the most qualified job candidates and immediate results. That's how ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. They're different because it finds them. In fact, they're so different. Over 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter.com/DJV get a qualified candidate in just 24 hours. So that's how they're different. You can post your job to 100 job sites or more with one click. That's how they're different. There's powerful technology that matches the right person to your job. That's different. You don't have to juggle emails or calls. That's different. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
This week in automotive news, Tesla started rolling the new Model 3 off of the production lines. But here is what depositors may have missed. The unlimited mile battery warranty is gone for 8 years. Any color other than black will cost you $1,000. The premium package will cost $5,000 if you want heated and electric seats. Autopilot is $5,000 plus $3,000 for the fancy stuff. $1,200 destination equals $59,200. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
Alan Taylor here, and I wanted to share the news with you about the new Haynes Manuals Online. They're the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information, and they now offer online manuals that are formatted to fit all electronic devices. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual, but with so many added features that help you get the job done right. I ordered one for my car and accessed it right through my tablet. There are now over 180 Haynes Manuals Online available covering cars, trucks, and motorcycles. You can order yours today at Haynes.com. Introducing the newest addition to the Craftsman C3 lineup, the C3 19.2-volt brushless drill driver. A brushless motor means you get 50% more runtime, 30% more power, and a motor life 10 times longer than the traditional brush motor drills. With up to 600 inch-pounds of torque, LED integrated lights, and a Jacobs metal ratcheting chuck to lock bits solidly in place, you'll get even your most difficult projects done fast. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores. Craftsman, made to make.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. Hi, Jen. Jennifer Horn with the schedule of what's on tonight that maybe you'll watch. Maybe Kara will watch it. Maybe Victoria will watch it. Chuck Lorre, speaking of oldie moldies, says that the Big Bang Theory is about to be kaputsky. How long has it been? What, 12 seasons?
Yeah.
They renewed the series for 48 more episodes this year, but that'll be the end of it, apparently. I don't get that show. I've watched enough of it to know that it's not my cup of tea. Why is it so popular?
I kind
love
of
love it.
Yeah,
why?
People just are nuts
why?
About this show.
Why? What is there there? What is there? So, what am I missing?
I'm with you because I'm missing it, too. I don't
watch it either. Yeah. I mean, it's a sitcom. It's funny. They've got the geeky stuff. You know, there are a lot of people who consider themselves
so
to be, you
funny.
Know.
Well, Kara, do you watch it?
It's one of those shows that I will watch if there is a random episode on, but I don't. It's like
How I Met Your Mother. They play repeats on all these channels.
I think it gets kind of old. I think it's one of those shows that it's been around for so long that they end up doing the same thing, like, over and over again. And
right.
I feel like the jokes get kind of reused, so I'm also not that into it. I'm kind of surprised that it stayed along for this many seasons, but
all right, Will and Grace, if you're a fan, comes back to NBC this fall. Surprise, surprise, surprise. What's the surprise, though?
The title character. They've rewritten the season finale, the series finale. At the end of the finale, both Will and Grace were married with kids. And so now they're rewinding and rewriting. And so now when the show comes back this fall, they're going to be single again. And it's as if it never happened.
Really?
Yeah. I'm a huge fan of Will and Grace, and this has been something that all of the fans have wondered. Great, are we going to see these guys as parents because it's kind of boring? But apparently, nope, we're going to see them single again.
I like Deborah Messing. I've always thought she was kind of special. All right, so there's our television report. Aren't you glad you stuck around? 21 after the hour, DJD time.
Family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In the music news and the music world, 24 almost after the hour. It's the music portion of this hour. Every hour is a focus on a few ladies or gentlemen or groups that are in the music news. And Madonna's in the news today because her corset sold for $19,000. And after all of that, the collector who bid $19,294 for this corset that she supposedly wore for the album cover shoot for Like a Virgin might be a fake. According to the designer of this, it's a fake. That guy's name is Maripol. It's a fake. I designed the corset she wore on the cover of Like a Virgin. Just compare the photos of the corset side to side. You can see they are different. A spokesperson for the auction company, which is called GottaHaveRockAndRoll.com, refuted the claim, said two corsets were purchased at Macy's for Madonna to use on this cover shoot. So that doesn't answer the question, which
boy,
one...
Macy's is a big difference from a French designer doing it by hand. So yeah, that's a big swing.
Not that I don't love Macy's, but yeah.
Right.
The one that was sold was used in the original photo shoot, says the representative for the auction house. Maripol says, it's a lie. There's only one corset, and I set it up myself. I'm upset somebody paid so much for a fake. Well, if that's the case, then what's the real one worth?
Yeah, wherever it is. Yeah, I don't know if anyone even knows where it is.
Total sales in the auction is $750,000. 22 other Madonna items, including a breakup letter from Tupac Shakur. Remember, that was,
That
was part of the way they promoted this sale. Hey, we got the breakup letter from Tupac. We'll be selling that. And the hairbrush Madonna used. A pair of satin panties that she wore. Jesus, girl, what are you doing?
Yeah, is this any of this? This isn't stuff that she put up for auction.
No.
Right? So where did this stuff come from?
I don't know.
Did someone, because she accused someone of taking the letter from her house, right? So did they take the rest of this stuff too? Because satin underwear is just creepy.
Yeah.
Someone buys her underwear. That's
and a hairbrush too. Like that's just so weird.
How much did she get for
DNA
underwear?
Collectors.
Wait a minute, hold on a second. How much did she get for the underwear?
Well, the underwear, the letter, and her hairbrush are now, they were removed because remember she got the court order 2 weeks ago?
Right.
So those three things were not in it, but I guess, like Kara said, there's a ton of other memorabilia from her in there. So, I don't know. She accused one of her former stylists of stealing those three items, the letter, the underwear, and then the hairbrush, because the person had access to her house, and so she's accusing that person for those three, but I don't know where the rest of the stuff came from.
I wonder if there's a business here. I wonder if we could sell our underwear. The DJV underwear.
There is a business for that, and it's really creepy.
It's in the dark web.
It's not a good idea. It's for career advancement. No.
Yeah.
Demi Lovato is tired of being labeled bipolar. She's been pretty open about her struggle with the problem, but the singer doesn't want to be defined by it. Is bipolarism a mental illness, you think?
Yeah.
Is it really mental?
What do you think it is?
Well, there's a chemical imbalance that comes with it.
But that's categorized as mental illness.
Yeah. She said, quote, "I think when people refer to me as being bipolar, it's something that's true. But I don't like people using it as a label." I think that's reasonable for anybody who's got bipolarism.
Right.
It's not who
or any
she
other
is, it's what she has.
Issue, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, she addressed the suicide of Chester Bennington in an interview. Quote, "It's very unfortunate. I feel terrible for his friends and family. I know that maybe this will raise the topic into conversation around mental illness and mental health. And maybe people will be helped by this." She also revealed that she has a new way to relieve stress. She started training as an MMA artist. 28 past the hour on the DJV Experience.
Why have over 3 million guys switched to Harry's razors? Because at Harry's, we give you less. We make just one razor with 5 German-engineered blades. All you need for a smooth and comfortable shave.
Ah.
And we got rid of upcharges. By owning the factory and cutting out the middleman, we're able to sell our high-quality blades for half the price of the other guys.
Ka-ching!
Now we're dropping the half-price sound effects guy.
Wait, why?
Not everyone can give you high quality for a fraction of the price. Harry's. One perfect razor. None of the extra noise. As a special offer for radio listeners, get an $18 shave set with an added bonus for free when you visit harrys.com and use code 2525 at checkout. Just cover a few bucks for shipping. That's harrys.com, code 2525 for a free shave set offer. Again, it's harrys.com, code 2525. Please note, no sound effects guys were harmed in the making of this radio recording.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
customers, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes, so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes. Or get a free incorporation toolkit, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy, so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 34 at the hour, it is the DJV Experience. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horan, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. You can like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show if you would like to. Let's do some business news information. I actually want to start out with a biz quiz. Everybody ready?
Ready.
You get points for this. There'll be a swell prize in this for those who are good enough to come up with the right answer. All right, here's the first question. You ready?
Ready.
Ready.
There's a new online retailer the retailer is called Brandless, opening up for business. The product line, what do they all have in common? A, they were tested on animals. B, they can only be delivered to your nearest 7-Eleven. C, they can only be paid for in Bitcoin. D, they all cost $3. New online retailer called Brandless. What do the products have in common? Tested on animals. Be delivered to 7-Eleven. pay for with Bitcoin, or they all cost $3? Victoria, your answer, please.
They all cost $3?
Jennifer, your answer, please.
Bitcoin.
Carrie, your answer, please.
Oh. Well, you both took mine, so what was
I didn't say whether you were right or wrong. I just want to get an answer, maybe.
I know, but I feel like I want to be original. So what's the second one? What's my
second one is they can only be delivered to your nearest 7-Eleven.
Sure, why not?
Yeah. All right. Who thinks Jennifer is right? Raise your hands.
I was going to say Jen's, so.
Right. I do.
Who thinks Victoria is right? Raise your hand.
I would
Who
hope
thinks Kara
is right? Raise your hands.
Can we just get the answer?
The answer is they all cost $3.
Oh, good job.
Oh, good job.
Sorry. Visa, she's very excited about winning. She doesn't know what the prize is yet.
I don't know what the product is.
Really?
This yeah, is you didn't explain what it is. You just
brandless.
Said... Right,
yeah.
But so what that doesn't
no, I said,
mean anything.
What do its products have in common?
Yeah.
I didn't tell you what the products
yeah,
were.
Exactly. So what can I get for $3?
You can look at brandless.com and see.
Okay.
Oh my
Next,
God.
Visa will give $10,000 to each of as many as 50 restaurants and food vendors for doing what? A, installing the technology to go cashless. B, agreeing to accept only Visa. C, incorporating Visa into their names. D, creating a compelling Visa menu item. Jennifer, you want to go first? Do you want me to repeat them?
All right, give me my choices one more time.
All right, Visa giving $10,000
yep.
to as many as 50 restaurants for doing what? A, installing the technology to go cashless. B, mm-hmm. agreeing to accept only Visa. C, incorporating Visa into their names. D, creating a compelling Visa menu item.
You know, I was going to go with B, but I think it's probably A.
All right. Victoria, which of those four answers do you choose?
Wait, what was A? What was the
A is
to go
installing
cashless.
The technology to go cashless. B, agreeing to accept only Visa. C.
I think it would be B, only accepting Visa.
Okay. Kara, which do you think?
I was too busy looking at brandless, so let's just go for D.
D.
There was no D.
All right. Yes, there was.
Yeah, there
creating
was.
A compelling Visa menu item.
That was C.
No, that was
C is incorporating Visa into your name. The rest
of
oh, name.
I wasn't
oh,
even
that was
on
two?
I wasn't yeah. even listening, and I still knew that there were four.
I listened twice, and I didn't hear that that was two items. I thought that was all part of the same.
All right, who thinks Jennifer's right? Raise your hands.
Sure.
I actually think Victoria. Well, you know, I was going to go with Victoria
we're all
first.
Right.
But I don't know. I think
no, two
casual,
of you are
I'm
wrong.
I'm sticking with it. I'm sticking
right.
with it.
Victoria had the right answer the first time. Jennifer had the right answer this time. Installing the technology to go cashless. All right, last question. This is for all the marbles. Which state won its battle against a stricter fishing quota for summer flounder?
Oh, God.
A, New York. B, New Jersey. C, Maine. D, North Dakota. Which state won its battle against a stricter fishing quota for summer flounder? New York, New Jersey, Maine, or North Dakota? Kara, you go first.
I'll say Maine.
Maine, Kara says, all right?
I'm Victoria. Totally wrong. I'm just guessing here. North Dakota for me, please.
North
you
Dakota.
Can mark that on
okay.
on the board, yes.
Yeah, I think a lot of flounder in North Dakota.
I know. Right. I have no idea. They flounder a lot up there.
Victoria?
I feel like this is so dumb that I'm even putting as much thought into it. I feel like flounder is a warmer water fish, so I'm going to go with New Jersey in the summertime.
All right. So, who thinks Victoria's
right? I think Jen's right. I think it might even be a river fish.
Really?
In North Dakota, maybe.
Yeah. All right. So, the correct answer is, well, Jennifer's answer, North Dakota. Kara's answer, Maine. And the winner is the person from New Jersey, Victoria Keelan. Victoria
Keelan. Hey, but let's just be proud of ourselves because there were four options for each of those, and there were only three of us, and someone managed to get it right every time.
Yes, there it is.
Pretty good.
That's, you get recognition. That's what you get. Your prize is you're declared the smartest of the bunch today. A special deal today only. Victoria is the smartest person on the DJV show.
Yeah, right.
Right. Moving on.
Wait. So,
by the way, brandless is amazing. I cannot get off this website right now.
<know.
laughs>
You can get
different.
Quinoa. You can get fair trade cold brew. You can get organic like applesauce, and then they've got like makeup products and stuff too.
I
and all
that.
Of them are brandless for $3.
$3.
And it's all non-GMO, organic, gluten-free stuff. Like, wow.
$3.
Good
Chuck.
Stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Here's the next item from the biz or money department. The company behind the first offshore wind farm unveiling plans this week to bring turbines to the coast of Massachusetts. Deepwater Wind is their name. Great name for a company like that. Deepwater Wind has been given their blessing by the regulators to build a massive wind farm in the water between Massachusetts and Rhode Island. As a matter of fact, basically it's off the islands. That's where it is going. Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, and Block Island are the three islands that are sort of... But they're 24 miles off of the coast. You won't be able to see them. This started during... The idea to do this started in the late 70s, and Ted Kennedy and his family blocked it. And they only... After they... And who knows why, they had a big place in Hyannisport for years, the Kennedy family. They called it the Kennedy Family Compound. And Ted didn't want to have it. Didn't want nothing to do with it, and he could single-handedly stop it, and he did. But now they're going to put five turbine wind farms. I think they've got a bunch of them already off of Block Island. And they started using electricity. Our friend, you know Holland. Well, all of you probably know Holland Cook, don't you? Does anybody know Holland?
Sure.
I know the name.
He lives in Block Island. And he started telling me about this. They produce electricity there. Their bills went way down. This company also has approval for these turbine farms in New York, off the coast of New York, and in Maryland, off the coast. This is big business, and it's appropriate, frankly. This is probably the smartest way. The other day, remember we were talking about nuclear power, and we all know how controversial it is because of the question of the danger with the rods. This provides... or presents no danger, provides electricity at basically no cost other than what it costs to build these turbines and maintain them. 24 square miles of ocean will be used to provide this electricity. So why not? It's the same as having them down off of the 10, right? It's the same stuff. And there are more and more of those big turbines showing up here, there, and everywhere in places where you don't expect to find them. But they're the best, most reliable way of keeping from burning fossil fuel. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Who cares if it's in the middle of the ocean? Who's gonna, you know, if the this is the thing I've always used as the bellwether for this, Jennifer. If you can, the California's coast is so pristine, and California is such a bunch of fuss bunches. If they can go along with the oil rigs off the coast of Santa Barbara.
Right.
Why wouldn't you want to have some turbines and that you can't see? You can see all the oil rigs off the coast of California.
And we already have those turbines that you can actually see from the side of the road anyway, right?
Right, yeah, right. So this isn't going to be visible by anybody.
You know, the problem with those things in California, though,
what?
Is that they've
birds.
Produced, no, it's not even the birds. They've produced so much energy that they've had to pay other states to take it. So they paid Arizona to take our excess energy.
Oh, boy.
So crazy.
Okay.
Instead of saving it. Hello.
Next business story has to do with the mineral rights in Afghanistan and oil rights in Iraq. So... probably nobody knows that the Chinese own all the mineral rights in Afghanistan. Did you know that? Anything that's under the ground, copper, for example, lots of copper in Afghanistan, the Chinese are all over the place. While the Taliban's shooting at us, they're not. Why wouldn't you think they'd be shooting at the Chinese? Because the Chinese are taking their minerals. If I was a Talibanese or an Afghanistani, I would not want to have people taking all of my the real assets of my company of my country out of my country. The U.S. was trying to get them, and the Chinese bought them. I don't know where the money went. That's one of these. This is the question. The theory is the Taliban's getting the dough, even though the government is supposed to get it. But there isn't much division in Afghanistan between the government and the Taliban. Without the Taliban, the government doesn't have support among the people. It's one of the weirdest, most corrupt places in the world, and we have soldiers over there fighting for what we know not. And Trump's upset this week, and he said, I'm going to fire all the generals over there because we're not winning. We can't win. No one can. The Russians spent 14 years trying to beat the Taliban, and they couldn't. So why are we wasting our time? And who knew that all of the mineral... Why? If look at the money that we've spent. We've spent trillions of dollars in Afghanistan. We could have got the rights and at least paid ourselves back by getting the copper out of the ground over there. No, we gave it to the Chinese. Which reminds me of the take after Iraq. Remember when George Bush tried to convince everybody it was a good idea in 2003 to go into Iraq? Don't worry about it. It won't cost us a penny because we'll control the oil rights and we'll sell all the oil rights and that's how we'll pay for the war. Do you realize what a GD lie that was and is? We haven't gotten one drop of oil other than the allegations that Dick Cheney somehow or other, the conspiratorialists say Cheney made some deal with the Russians to truck the oil out and bring it into Russia. Who knows whether that was true or not. All I know is that we spent $3.5 trillion blowing up Iraq. We're spending another $2 trillion to try to rebuild it. And we haven't gotten any, we didn't sell any of the oil. We didn't take one drop of Iraq's oil. Not a drop. So, and this is something, I guess Donald Trump early on, I think in January, was talking about that. How come we didn't take the oil from Iraq to pay for the war? Good question. How come we didn't take the minerals from Afghanistan to pay for our war over there? Pretty good question, isn't it, huh? To which there is no answer. Not even a good answer or a bad answer. There's no answer. Wow. True, are we foolish here or not? Are we just stupid? All this stuff, all this money that we spent over there, and we don't take anything out of it. We give the Chinese the money, the Russians the oil. Wow. Unga bunga. The Wave Moisture Control Unit. Dump the misty crawl space mess in your house if you're tired of dehumidifiers with buckets of water to empty that costs you a lot, like $100 a month to run. It circulates the same unhealthy air all the time. The Wave Moisture Control Unit fixes all that. It's maintenance free. Costs just pennies a day to run. It expels radon, toxins, and other pollutants. It has a moisture control unit to improve the indoor air quality. A 1-year money-back guarantee with the Wave. Ask about the Wave's complete indoor air quality package. Go to dryair123.com, dryair123.com, or call for the information, 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-9283. Ride the Wave. Wave
Home Solutions. Looking to become an entrepreneur and purchase your first business? Benetrins Financial has been helping entrepreneurs fund their dreams of business ownership for over 30 years. Whether it's using a retirement plan to buy a business, securing an SBA loan, or utilizing a dozen other options, Benetrins works hard every day to get entrepreneurs the funding they need, quickly, safely, and economically. Speak with a funding expert today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrins.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrins.
Speed Queen washers and dryers, with a long history of use in laundromats and hospitals, come with an industry-leading 5-year warranty. How can we offer a warranty of such length? Because we're assuming you'll never need to use it. Not with Speed Queen's sturdy construction and commercial quality metal components. So, enjoy your Speed Queen for 25 years. Unless you're washing bricks or drying bowling balls, which will almost certainly void the warranty. Visit us at speedqueen.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Past the hour of the Daily Technology Review. This is Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. I don't want to mislead you. Doug Steffen is the handle behind the DJV show. But for me to put myself in the same category or league as Victoria when it comes to technology news, not very productive. Our visit into the world of technology brought to you today by the folks at Champion Generators. There are lots of pretenders, some contenders. There is only one Champion Generator. So if you go to championpowerequipment.com, you will see what so many people are learning. As you go through the summertime, you've lost your power. You need power generation. Go to the best in the power generation industry. That's Champion Power Equipment. Find a dealer near you at championpowerequipment.com. All right, so hackers getting into HBO. How does this work, Victoria? How do they strike and hurt HBO like this?
I'm not sure how they got in, and I'm sure HBO would like to know how they got in as well. But this is the second time that hackers have gotten into HBO's actual programming content. So this has nothing to do with the employees or the studio itself. This is going in and just blatantly stealing their exclusive content. This time, they took 1.5 terabytes from HBO. That's a lot of data. They are still unidentified hackers. They're anonymous, but they're talking to the press. They're bragging about it. They took episodes of Ballers, which is the Rocks show on HBO. That hasn't aired yet, so they have all those brand new episodes. They also have a show called Room 104, which I actually haven't heard of. I think it's a new show that's about to come out. And then they took next week's installment of Game of Thrones and threatened to leak that out. Now, that's a big deal, because we all know those Game of Thrones fans. You don't want to mess with them and spoilers. So so HBO is working quickly to try to fix this. Back in 2015, they released the first 4 episodes of Game of Thrones before it officially aired. This might actually be the same group that stole 8 episodes of Orange is the New Black from Netflix as well.
Why? So they hold it up for ransom? Is it a ransomware?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, really.
It's not ransomware. It's just straight up old school ransom. they say, we've got your content and pay us, and that's
it. How the heck do they do that? That's a question.
There's security breaches. If you're into hacking and coding and things like that, there are security breaches that people can find everywhere. The Alexa, all of the Alexa devices, that's the next thing that now even Congress is discussing how to protect it. Because Alexa, you can hook it up to your light bulbs, your TV, your thermostat, and none of that is secured. So it's dangerous.
Don't get it, don't buy it, don't use it. That's my motto.
The wild, wild west of technology.
Yeah. All right, let's see what Hulu is bragging about today. It looks like they have a couple of things that put them more on the map than they already are.
It's true. Hulu announced a really exciting thing yesterday. They are going to give us all some 90s flashbacks for sure. They have secured the rights to on-demand show all of ABC's TGIF programming block. Now, this went for years. When I was a kid, everything was TGIF, and it probably even through maybe when Kara was little, it lasted a really long time. And so Full House, which is now still on Netflix as Fuller House, the reboot, Family Matters, Hanging with Mr. Cooper, Step by Step, Perfect Strangers, and Boy Meets World, all of these shows will now be in their, all their complete series will all be on Hulu. And so and they also are adding How I Met Your Mother, Burn Notice, and White Collar. So they've also announced, and it's interesting because Hulu has really been behind Netflix and Amazon. They really fell behind the eight ball. The only breakout show that they've had that's original is The Handmaid's Tale, which scored 13 Primetime Emmy nominations last week. So they do need a lot more buzz, and this is one of the ways that they're going to do it for family content.
Wow. So there you go. It's amazing that people find the time.
I know. Well, none of these shows.
People find time to watch all this stuff.
Well, when families get together, there's really, you know, there are limited things that families can all watch together. There are very few sitcoms like the TGIF block. All of that was family friendly. I remember my parents watching it with my brother and me. And that stuff is, you know, it doesn't exist on TV anymore. Mm. And as people cut the cord from cable, it's having all these types of shows on demand is, I think it's huge for family programming.
Yeah. Also, again, congratulations to Elon Musk's private space company, SpaceX, for joining the group of businesses that are at the top of privately held tech companies. Did we find out what Palantir was?
They are a data management company. Nothing that we would know of.
No. But we all know of SpaceX and Elon Musk. Good for him. 59 past the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.